Jensen faces felony charges for directing employees to do campaign work on state time. And according to one of those workers, the former speaker would stop by during election season to motivate them. Legislative staffer Tom Petrie used his state job in the Assembly Republican Caucus to craft radio campaign ads. He remembers Jensen would often say a few words at the weekly staff meeting.
He is the coach. We were the players. He was giving us pep talks. He was congratulating us on our hard work. He was giving us what I, at the time, considered inspirational rah-rah speeches.
Petrie says Jensen would also field questions from state workers who were having troubles with campaigns they were running. Petrie will be back on the witness stand later this morning. Jurors also heard from a former Jensen employee who would go through the speaker's personal mail and sort out campaign checks at Jensen's Capitol office. And lobbyist Patrick Essie testified that he'd often meet with Jensen and other lawmakers to discuss fundraising. After the meetings, he says he'd get follow-up phone calls from GOP aide Sherry Schultz. She'd ask him whether his lobbying clients would be donating to Republicans.
Which ones would, which ones wouldn't? That type of follow-up specifically regarding fundraising.
Essie wasn't the only lobbyist who would allegedly talk campaign strategy with Jensen. An earlier witness testified the former speaker would meet with the so-called Four Horsemen to suggest donations. That nickname refers to Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the Realtors Association, the Farm Bureau, and the Builders Association. Those groups are all generally Republican-friendly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.